of the Chargers blue line. Looks like we're going to have Gearing come in to take the face off. Pucks drop. They tangle the players. Gearing manages to corral the puck, gets into the zone. He's going into the right board, right corner. He gets checked. Langley, a weak shot, gets blocked out front. And it's kept in by number 8, Daniel Rakowski. He shoots it in, goes behind the goal. Jesse Vogel attempts to bring it out. Oh, the puck is shot all the way down the ice again by Vogel. Will it reach the red line? Yes, it will. There'll be another icing call.
Kicking the commercial in time now.
Well, we'll take the face off against Magason. Well, the wins the draw, comes up along the boards, but it's kept in. Oh, goalie hangs on to the puck. He didn't know he had it under his left pad. Pankow holds on, and it'll be face off to his immediate left. Yeah, looks like Welton will take the face off again. Liam Whipple will come in for the Chargers. Faceoff goes to the point, there's a shot, doesn't get through. Played right out in front. Looks like Luke Gearing coming out. Oh, it's missed by number 11, Jonathan Wright at center, goes into the zone, now comes back out. Welton's got it, he pitchforks it back in, but is brought back out by number 5, Whipple. Whipple along the right boards, gets through a check by Vogel, gets it right on front to number 11, Jonathan Wright, and he couldn't put it in. Puck's behind the goal. Oh, it goes right across the crease, right up in front of the post. Goalie didn't see it, but it skitters harmlessly away. Now it's being brought out to center. It's shot into the Ostatowski zone, being played by the defense. And we have a whistle. Well, we have a tripping call. We have a tripping call.
It's finally warming up outside. Do you know where your spring garden tools and supplies are? Thumb Hardware and Appliance, your do-it-best store in Elkton, has everything you need to get outside and start working in your yard. Rakes and shovels, garden seeds and hoses, and so much more. All at prices you can afford. Ready to give those walls a nice fresh coat of paint? Thumb Hardware and Appliance has everything you need to make your painting project easy and clean up a snap. Thumb Hardware and Appliance in downtown Elkton. Spring is on the way.
Since 1890, Bad Axe Marble and Granite has been here to provide friendly and caring services to you and your family during some of the most difficult times in life. With our experienced staff here at Bad Axe Marble and Granite, we try to make it as easy and as comfortable as we can as we help you to choose the right memorial for your loved one. We offer many different colors, styles, and designs to choose from. We also offer hand etchings to personalize your memorials. Contact us at 989-269-7421 or toll-free at 1-800-533-3558. Bad Axe Marble and Granite is here to assist you and accommodate your special needs.
Okay, we're back. We have a 2-minute penalty. Daniel Rutkowski of the Northgate Chargers. A tripping call at center ice. Apparently, it looked like it was caused by his rear foot. Player going over the top, so we have a face-off. Gearing takes the face-off for the Chargers. It goes back in the Chargers zone. Amon has it on the right boards. There's the whistle. We probably have an offside, looks like. Yep, we'll have an offside, so the face-off will come out outside the blue line. Okay, Morneau to take the face-off against Gearing. It stays at center ice. Morneau brings it in, tries the backhand, and it's played out to center ice by the defense. Parasol goes back for... But Ostowski pays it in. Morneau's on the left wing. He brings it in. He's in the corner. Plays it out front. Goes off the side of the goal and goes nowhere. The defense gets a hold of it. Plays it up to the point. Langley plays it. Now Capling has it for 21. She's going up through center. Trying to do something shorthanded. Langley follows up. Shoots it in. And the puck will be corralled by the defense for Ostowski. Play at center ice. Morneau tries to shoot it in. It's shot in by number 7, Jacob Amon. It goes behind the goal where the defense has it. Goes out in front, the goalie deflects it to Langley. Langley will shoot it down the ice for the Chargers. Tolbert plays it up to Amon. Amon shoots it down the ice. We may have an icing call here. Yes, we do. The Ossentosky Relay team was not shorthanded, so they have an icing call. Kind of a bad deal to have an icing call when you've got the power play. 55 seconds left in the power play. The faceoff will be in the Ossentosky zone. Number five, Whipple wins the faceoff, comes to the blue line. There's a weak shot. Oh, it's fought off by the goalie. It got through. Whipple goes into the corner, tries to play it out front. Now it's stuck in the corner. Three against one, Whipple loses the puck. But it's kept in by Capling at the point. Sosnowski can't hold it in. Capling goes back for the Chargers and shows it in. Okay, Magasin gives it to Parisot. Parisot tries to shoot it in, hits a body, but Ossentosky throws it in on the left wing. He blocks it. It's still in the zone. Magasin keeps it in. Weak shot on the goalie, which is steered away and into the corner. The defense has it, tries to play it up the boards, but Parisot holds it in. Parisot plays it deep into the corner where Whipple will go back after it. Whipple has it behind the goalie. He sidesteps to check, gets it to number 18, Sosnowski, and he tried to keep it out. Whipple gets it again. Looks like he's going to try and shoot it down the ice, and he will. There's going to be an icing call because the penalty had expired. Apparently, he didn't know the penalty expired, Ken. 3:48 left.
Kind of hard to stand.
Oh. That's 3:48 left in the first period. Still a nothing-nothing game. The faceoff will be in the Chargers zone. Warner wins the faceoff back to Vogel. Vogel, weak shot in, does not make it to the goal. Ingram tries the backhand, that makes it through, but it's weak, it doesn't go anywhere. Plays along the left boards. It's played by Morneau. Morneau gets tripped. There's going to be a call here, looks like. Yep, there's going to be a call. Morneau was tripped as he attempted to get the puck at the left faceoff circle and come in. I didn't see who took the penalty, but we'll find out here in a second.
Purchasing insurance can be a very challenging thing to deal with. When you choose the right agent and the right company that's looking out for your needs, then something does happen. It makes it all worth it. I'm Dave Peruski with Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. Let us at Peruski Insurance find the right auto owner's policies to let you rest at night, knowing you're covered in case of an accident or an injury.
That's right, Dave. I'm Karen Crozet. Getting the proper insurance coverage is as easy as picking up the phone and calling for a free, no-obligation insurance consultation. Let us at Peruski Insurance give you a comprehensive insurance quote on auto, fleet, commercial insurance, and even workers' comp.
For the best insurance service at competitive premiums, see us at your auto owner's agency, Peruski Insurance, at 104 Scott Street between Klemco Printing and Braden Tire in downtown Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-269-9555.
Luke Gehring? Okay. Okay, the tripping call was against number 13, Luke Gehring. For the Chargers team to face off in the Chargers zone. Vogel wins. Amon's at the right side boards. He keeps it in. It goes into the corner. Morneau's trying to park out front. Comes to the left point where Vogel keeps it in. Shoots it into the left corner. Ingram misses it. Goes behind the goal where number five, Liam Whipple, has it. Whipple playing up the side and then shot down the ice by Tyler Gorkowski. Puck goes into the Ossentosky Relay zone. Whipple's after. He takes a shot. He misses the goal. Goes behind it. And now number seven breaks out, Jacob Amon. He throws it down the ice. It's caught up. Oh, there's a collision there. And Morneau goes down. It's legit. He got checked as he tried to reach that puck. Play goes behind the goal. Oh, Ingram has a chance. He can't play it home, and the goalie hangs on. Kenny Panko hangs on to that. Close call, but it's still a nothing-nothing game. We have 1 minute and 18 seconds left in the Northgate Chargers penalty. Roman Welton will take the faceoff for Ossentosky. Looks like Liam Whipple will take the faceoff for the Chargers. The puck stays in the zone. Ossentosky goes in for it. It goes weakly to the goal where it's corralled by number 21, Cora Capling. She plays it up to the left boards. It's intercepted though. Whipple can't get it out. It goes into the corner. Welton's got it in the corner. He tries the center and it's blocked. Shot. Parisot can't hold it in at the point. But Vogel does. He shoots it behind the goal. Capling goes back for it, tries to play it. Oh, it's out in front. But Gorkowski sweeps.